I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Mali has introduced a multi-billion euro plan to try to recover from a rebel insurgency. The Eurozone got behind it, too. The problem snowballed after 2 years of drought, and that was followed by wave after wave of rebel attacks. The World Food Program estimates that there are now 700,000 adults in immediate need of help. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says their partners focused on a large group of refugees from northern Mali. And even though it's a hard place, it's a good place to be, says Palmer, because people are being helped.
In crisis, there's opportunity, and this is a great opportunity to make Christ known.
Next, Christians are fighting to reverse a death trend in one of the world's poorest nations. Poverty and civil strife plague Burundi, where most kids don't make it past their fifth birthday. Food for the Hungry is trying to change that reality in Jesus' name. Through their care groups, young moms learn about hygiene and what it takes to keep kids alive. FH also tells moms to take sick babies to the hospital and not a local witch doctor. Pray that families draw closer to God as they learn about His design for their lives. And Easter was celebrated in Russia May 5th. SOAR International Ministries sent a team to Russia to come alongside churches and help provide Easter baskets to orphan kids and children who are in need. SOAR's Greg Mangione says the team hit 8 orphanages in and around St. Petersburg. See, Easter and Christmas are the most popular religious holidays there. That's why orphanages open their doors.
We've given out about 650, maybe 700 gift baskets to very happy orphans.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News. And when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.